With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
If you guys haven't seen that video, go watch it. You'll see what I'm talking about. But if I had to pick a top highlight from 2025, that would definitely be it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the RHO podcast. Today, I'm going to be taking a look back at 2025, some of our best and worst moments, and then looking ahead to 2026, because this is the last show of the calendar year. We will be in the new year once Full Draw Friday comes out, and then, of course, the next Monday episode as well. Also going to announce the winner of the 10K giveaway, that Tactcam Reveal X 3.0 Pro. We have a winner for that, and I will announce that at the end. The score of the buck that you had to try to guess was 151 4/8. Nobody got it on the nose. There were a few people within an inch, maybe a couple people within 4/8, within a half inch of that. But we do have a winner drawn for that regardless. I will announce that at the end of the episode. Before we get into it, don't forget about Rack's Big Game supplements. You can go to racksbiggame.com and see everything that they have to offer. Also, Rodney Hawkins over at RG Outdoors. That is his sporting goods store. He's located in Flora, Illinois. So if you're local, you can go check that out. If not, look him up on Facebook, RG Outdoors. He's also a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. So they sell a bunch of recreational properties and some residential stuff as well. You can get a hold of him about any of that stuff at 618-925-3153. Give him a call, shoot him a text. Either way, he'll get back to you on that. Before I get into this 2025 and looking back at it, we've had some merchandise orders recently. They will likely be shipped out after the first of the year. So Hunter, if you guys don't know, she does all of our shirts and hats and things like that. She's taking off until after the first of the year. So don't worry if you haven't gotten a shipping email on that yet. We will get those out to you soon within the next week to 10 days. Hopefully we'll get those out to you. All right. I'm going to try to go chronologically on this one, kind of, at least the best I can. So I'm going to start towards the beginning of 25, work our way up to today, and then we'll look into 2026 because the new year is kicking off, what, Thursday, I think is the first. So 2025 started off really well, actually closing of season two of Fall Pursuit. That was the beginning of this year. I was able to harvest a really cool buck, the crooked nose buck. He was my oldest deer to date, 7.5 when I killed him. Obviously, he was really easy to keep track of. That's kind of how we know how old he was. And the video did really well on YouTube also. I'm going to do, maybe I'll do it a year from when I killed him, like a year to the date, anniversary kind of deal. But I'm going to do a video updating on how he turned out, the mount and everything, because I did some while I was working on it. And I want to kind of just show you guys how that turned out, because he is a super cool deer. He's not a huge rack buck by any means. He's right around 125-inch 8-pointer, but he's got that weird birth defect deformity of his face. And if you guys haven't seen it, he's on our social media. You can also go back and look at that. You can watch that video from season two of Fall Pursuit, but I will also be doing a video soon, hopefully soon, on kind of how he turned out and what it looks like, the finished product, if you will, on that. So that kind of kicked off 2025, was me shooting my oldest buck to date and getting season two of Fall Pursuit wrapped up and everything like that. That was January. Then usually February is a little slow, and it will be again next year. That's kind of an early look ahead to 2026. But we started four new series early on this year on our channel. We did Hunting Gaming, Hunting Trivia, and Watching Hunting, and Taxidermy Tuesday. Of all of those, Taxidermy Tuesday has done the best, which is good and bad, because it has reached a new audience for sure, and that's always kind of what we're looking for when we're putting out new content, is to try to reach people who aren't already familiar with us or already watching. We want to keep the content that they came for in the first place, but I also need to make new stuff to try to reach a new audience who's not necessarily watching what we're putting out already. So we started those. Taxidermy Tuesday was good for that. It's just not, I don't really want it to be a taxidermy channel. The taxidermy videos have done the best out of all of them on YouTube, but it's just kind of something I do, and I thought it would be interesting for people to get kind of a closer look at the process, and I think that's what it has been. They definitely haven't been our best full-length videos. The shorts from the taxidermy stuff have been the best, for sure. But either way, we'll probably do more of those coming up this year. And for sure, we're going to do more of hunting gaming. We got some new games to play on that. Excuse me. We got PlayStation 2 games, PlayStation 3 games. We got an old PC game I want to try to play at some point. I don't know if we'll get all of those done this year. I hope we do. I hope we get into like season 4 or 5 of hunting gaming this year. We'll just have to see how schedules line up. But then watching hunting and hunting trivia, we only did one each of those videos, and I'd like to do more of them. They are, all three of those series are super fun to shoot, especially the gaming series. And it did the best out of those three, and I'm hoping we can get it even bigger this year because, again, it's really fun to shoot those videos and edit them and all that stuff. We just basically get to sit around and talk crap to each other while we play hunting video games, which is a lot of fun. And evidently, some people enjoy watching that, so I'd like for that to find an even bigger audience, and I think it will as we keep going. We can try to figure out some ways to make it better, kind of tweak things and fine-tune how we want that series to line out. But we'll be starting season two of that here coming up in 2026 for sure. We also brought in Austin Stone as a co-host of Full Draw Friday this year. So at this point, you guys probably know who he is, but when we first brought him in, he had been a podcast guest several times. And then I decided, you know, I'm pretty good friends with him, we should get him on as a co-host, and he brings a whole nother level of expertise and perspective to that. We can kind of go back and forth with some discussion on the format with a co-host on Full Draw Fridays. I really like the way that's turned out. He hasn't been on the last few, but he'll definitely be back soon. It was a good refresher for those Full Draw Fridays, I think, and that's definitely going to continue. Those Friday episodes, when I can get on there and talk to Austin, I think the dynamic's really good, and we can bounce ideas off of each other, and we kind of feed off of each other's discussion, and like he'll say something that'll remind me of a point I wanted to make, and vice versa, and we can go back and forth, and it works really well for those strategy-type episodes, you know, 15, 20 minutes. Most of the time, the issue is we end up wanting to talk for like 45 minutes or an hour, and we have to try to keep it to 20 to 30 minutes, so those have definitely been a lot of fun. I'm glad he accepted my invite to co-host that, and hopefully we can make that even more permanent coming up in the future. He's a busy guy as well. He's got a lot of stuff going on out in Kansas, so we'll see how that works out, but he's definitely going to be back this year as far as I know. I know we're going to try to record one coming up after the first of the year and get back rolling on those. He's excited about it too, I think. I know I am. The Iowa and Illinois Deer Classics were both fun again this year. They were both in March, as always. The Deer and Beer Fest later in the year was a good time as well. We're definitely going to miss going to the Deer Classic shows, but I kind of talked about why we won't be at those on the last episode, so if you want to know more on that, go back and listen to the last episode. But we will not be back for those Deer Classics, so we're not doing any shows in the spring. We'll be at the ATA, what is that, next week? I think next week we'll be there for... not the open part of it, not the open expo part, but the first couple days we'll be there. I believe Thursday we're going to try to make it up to ATA. But other than that, we're not going to be doing any shows as of right now until August when we do the Deer and Beer Fest again. So make sure if you're coming out to that show, you stop by and see us. If we saw you at the Illinois Deer Classic most of the time, come on out to the Deer and Beer Fest. We'll see you there. That is probably my favorite show. It's probably the reason we're staying with that one. The same guy that's running that is also running the Deer Classic now, the Illinois Deer Classic. Cole has got both of those shows, so we might end up back at the Illinois show next year. We'll see how everything shakes out, and if there's room for that matter. So, but if you want to hear more about that, go back and listen to that last episode. So Spring Strutting Season 2 was next. That was definitely fun. Had an awesome roost hunt with Tyler to start that off. You can see that video. Biggest thing I wish we could have got done on season two of Spring Strutting was get Dad a bird. We had some close calls. We were on him. One time he was just on the other side of a break. Another time it wouldn't work into the decoys. Finally got smart and put out just a hen decoy when we went with Hunter, and she got a shot, so that was cool. And then another time with Dad, we just ran out of time, basically. I think we would have killed one of those toms, but you can only hunt until 1 o'clock here in Illinois, so we ran out of time that day. That was kind of the biggest disappointment, I guess, from Spring Strutting was I really would have liked to get him another bird. But we got Hunter a shot at one, which was her first that was her first turkey season this past year, so that was cool. Jason killed his first bird on his first turkey hunt, second turkey hunt. We went one other time. We went one time before that. And then on his second turkey hunt, he killed his first one. He is ate up with it now, which is awesome. That was a cool video, too. Those are all on our YouTube channel. All those spring strutting videos did pretty good on carbon, but they didn't do as good as I had hoped on YouTube. So I guess that would have been another kind of disappointment from season two of that. And I'll talk more about that as I get into 2026. But spring strutting season two wrapped up. Then we went to Lake Shelbyville, the archery park. The grand opening of that show was definitely a highlight of the year. We had a ton of fun being up there, seeing the park, seeing all those guys from BHA and everybody else that was there and doing that podcast. I'm sure we'll have Drew on again sooner than later, hopefully, to talk some BHA stuff and what they've got going on. Also got to meet Big Cat up there, and he kind of got us in to another podcast, which I'll talk about later, which was a highlight of the year as well. Another obvious highlight was finishing the new studio that we're in now, being able to go full-time video on the podcast. So this studio is a huge upgrade from our last one. It was about the size of the screen that you're seeing right now. But even that was a huge upgrade from where we were doing it before, which was in the break room over at the shop. So gradually making steps up. This is really good for what we're doing now. I can see us expanding in the future as well. We've got the green screen room out there too, though. That's nice. We actually have a control room in this studio. It's a little bit better set up, more visually appealing, hopefully, even though we're the ones on the camera. At least the studio looks good. We've got the TV in here, a lot nicer table to be at, nicer mics. Upgraded basically everything studio-wise, lighting, boards, cameras, all kinds of stuff we updated this year. And I think it's made a big improvement to the podcast. And that has shown in the numbers, especially on YouTube, which makes sense. We're doing video full-time, and you guys actually have something to watch instead of just a static image. It makes sense that it would do better on YouTube. I've also been promoting the YouTube more than the other stuff, so that makes some difference as well. But I did a tour of the new studio. If you guys want to watch that, you can go watch that on our channel. It's a little different even since that video. I've added some stuff, and we've done a little bit more finishing around here. But you'll kind of get the idea, and you get a good look at all of it, the green screen room, the control room, the actual studio, the setup in here, and everything like that. So you can go watch that video if you want. Shortly after that, we started talking heavy about the Illinois rewilding bill. Those two podcasts you can go back and listen to. I also went on an outdoor show up in Jerseyville, Illinois, on a radio station, and talked about it on there as well. We did a lot of talking about that through that part of the year. Unfortunately, it was to no avail, though, as it's still set to be law just in a matter of days. I think January 1st it goes into effect. So those were some of the biggest shows we've ever done, though. So I wanted to say thanks to everybody who shared those and interacted with it and tried to stop that bill and made those shows what they were and kind of got helped get the word out there. Hopefully we did a small part. I think we did a small part in getting the word out on that. Obviously, like I said, not quite enough to stop it, but now we just wait and see what they decide to do with it. It's kind of, the ball is in the DNR's court, so you can, of course, still call them and voice your concerns about the apex predator reintroduction and anything else, and I would encourage you to do that because, like I said, the ball is in their court, and now it's just up to them what they want to implement, how, and how soon. Another series we started around that time was the Fall Pursuit Vault series, which were some highlights from the past seasons of Fall Pursuit this year. I took some hunts from season one. There will be more of those coming up this summer from season two. So if you guys enjoyed those, kind of a little taste of hunting, kind of nice to throw something in the middle of summer that just keeps you thinking about deer. And maybe it's a good reminder, hey, I got stuff I need to do about deer hunting. Because that like May to July window, we're not always thinking a lot about deer hunting. So I try to put a little bit of content out there that might get some attention back to it and maybe remind you, hey, I would like to have a hunt like that this fall, so I need to get some stuff done or whatever it may be. And maybe it's just you're sitting on the couch and you're got an itch to watch some hunting content and that could scratch it for you. Like I said earlier, we got hooked up with the guy there at the BHA Shelbyville, Lake Shelbyville shoot, and we got to go up to the Sitka store in Vernon Hills, Illinois. That was during the Deer and Beer Fest, so it kind of split our forces for that, but it was definitely worth it. That was another highlight for sure from 25. It was a cool setting, and it was a cool day all around, getting to meet all the people from the store and everybody that we got to have on the show up there from, I'm going to miss some if I try to name all, but BHA, Ducks Unlimited, Delta Waterfowl. I know I'm missing a couple. I think we had at least two more people on there from some guys that were putting stuff, learn to hunt Illinois. That was one of them, but they all had booths set up and we got some people to come talk on the show from that. So that was an awesome show. One of my favorites from the year for sure. And after that was opening day. We had just about a month after that to get ready for opening day. That brought with it the semi-live deer season show where our hunts kind of lived this year. It also brought another new series, which was the deer season dailies, which did really well. That was a lot of work, but I had a ton of positive feedback on those episodes and the numbers were good on it. So I don't know if I'll do every day for almost 2 months again next year, but I will for sure be bringing that back in one way or another. Maybe it's once or twice or three times a week instead of five. Maybe it is five times a week. We'll have to see how things shake out before then. We got a lot of time in between now and then to kind of decide how I want to do that and what's going to be feasible, because honestly, it kind of helped me stay in the game too as far as hunting goes. That's probably part of the reason I had the season that I did, filming and
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hunting. And speaking of the filming, my absolute favorite moment, my highlight of 2025 was filming Dad kill his first buck in about 20 years. That hunt will be one of my favorites for a long time. It was just an awesome, like, early pre-rut hunt. We saw deer the whole time we were there. We saw a couple nice bucks, including the one that he shot. We got to do it kind of old school. I did a hanging hunt. He took his old steel climber in with his bow that's also over 20 years old, I think, the aluminum arrows and the muzzy broadheads and everything. It was just, the aesthetic of the hunt was awesome. The video was awesome. You guys should definitely go watch it if you haven't. It got over 1,000 views. I'm hoping that episode of Fall Pursuit maybe does better next year, because I think it deserves way more than that, just because of how cool the hunt was and where the shot was and how the buck came in. And it's one we saw earlier and he ended up coming back. I don't know. It was just, if you guys haven't seen that video, go watch it. You'll see what I'm talking about. But if I had to pick a top highlight from 2025, that would definitely be it. Then towards the end of October, I was able to kill my biggest bodied buck ever. And then about 2 weeks later, I killed my biggest racked buck ever. You can hear those stories on episode 176, and both of those hunts are on our channel as well. Shooting the bigger bodied buck in the rain was an all-time hunt for me for sure. Even though he wasn't like a super high scoring deer, it was another 125-inch 8-pointer. Being able to shoot a 5.5-year-old buck during the pre-rut, late October, in the rain, seeing deer the whole time, that one's going to be hard to beat. It'll be one of my favorite hunts for a while, just as far as a hunt goes and how and the setup and everything and what was going on that day and why I went in there for an even bigger deer than the bigger racked one I ended up shooting. And it was just a really cool hunt altogether. I thought the video turned out good. It was a little out of focus on the shot, but for filming through a gallon bag, Ziploc bag over the camera, I can't complain too much. And it was right at last light. It was a super cool hunt. So you can also see both those videos. Like I said, make sure you go check them out. Blake, in between those two, shot the goofy buck. If you guys haven't seen that video, it's up also. It was really dark on the shot. He was right at last light too. And that deer put him through the ringer. It was a borderline hit on that deer, excuse me. And it was kind of high shoulder, maybe one lung, and that deer ran off. He didn't have much blood. They finally found some, tracked him into some really thick stuff. Ended up being like a 3-day ordeal, I think, from shot to recovery. But he did finally recover him. It was a really cool deer. And you can hear that full story also on episode 175. I don't want to get too much into it because I'll probably butcher the story and mess things up. So if you guys want to hear him tell that whole story, that three-day saga of that buck, or if you want to watch it, episode 175 is the podcast. He talked about it, and then that video is up on the YouTube channel. Also, in and amongst those hunts, we hit our goal of 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. Now we're up over 13,000, which is really cool to see. We also passed 7,000 on Facebook recently, and we finally hit 1,000 on Instagram. So if you don't follow us on either of those places, we'd appreciate it. It's at Ridge Hunter Outdoors on Facebook and Instagram. If you're not subscribed to YouTube, do that as well. We're going to hopefully hit 15,000 next year, if not more than that. After the gun season, after that came the gun season, Dusty bucked out in gun season with a really nice deer. You guys maybe have seen that one on Facebook, the short, or on YouTube. It did pretty well on both of those. His son bucked out also on a really fast-paced hunt, and we were slammed at the shop all first season. So, like, the following 3 weeks of that were very slow on content. None of the other guys did any good with their guns in first season. Nate really only had one chance all year, one good chance all year. And that deer got away from him. Someone ended up killing it as well. But I would say that, and then like being so busy up at the shop, not being able to get anything out and put any content out, was kind of a bummer and a lower point of 25 as far as the content goes, just because I would have liked to see how many subscribers we could have got to if I could have kept up the pace we were doing with the content. But it was also like I just ended deer season dailies, and like I said, those took a lot to get them done every day, and I was here a lot of late nights after working at the shop, so it was a needed break. I just would have liked to seen maybe where we would have ended up subscriber-wise if I could have kept up the pace that we were doing through those last few weeks in November and into December. But that takes us to second season, where Blake had a fiasco on a really nice buck that he'll tell you about next time he's on here. I'd say that was definitely the low point for his deer season. He might tell you different. He might tell you the same thing. I would assume he'll tell you the same thing. He did redeem himself, though. On Christmas Eve, he shot a really big-bodied 7-point. No video of that one, but I'll let him tell that story, too, the next time he's on here. So he'll get to go through the very low and the very high of those two hunts next time he's in here. And Nate can tell you about all the deer that he didn't see. Hopefully, we'll get those guys back in here soon together to talk about that. But those were the kind of the top moments from 2025. I'm sure I missed something, but I think those were the biggest ones. Somewhere in there, we did have our second video go over 1 million plus views, short reel, not a full-length video, obviously. We also had two reels on Facebook go over 500,000, and then we had several others go over 50,000 and 100,000. So it's not the only reason that I like to do this, like just to get views, but it definitely validates that we're making good content. So I do pay attention to that kind of stuff, mostly for that reason of just making sure that we are putting out good content. If we don't get a video that hits like that every now and then, or a short or a reel, I would kind of be wondering if I needed to be doing something different. And I went through that phase a little bit, and it took a while to figure out what people wanted to see, what got engagement, and what got those views. So it's not like I'm chasing that and I'm doing stuff just to try to get views. I'm doing stuff because it's what I want to do, and then I'm figuring out ways to get that viewed, if that makes sense. And seeing those numbers, like I said, kind of validates that it's working. It's what's happening. As always, a huge thanks to all our guests that came on the show in 2025. If you guys are listening, I appreciate you tuning in, and I, of course, appreciate you guys that have come on the show. I'm looking forward to talking to some of those guys again here at the end of the season. We had so many good guests, I'm not even going to try to name them. I could have listed them all out, but like I said, there's just so many every year that we get to talk to, new and old, new faces, old faces. All of them, I guess, were new faces this year because it was the first year we did video full-time for you guys, but then we had some that I'm going to try to get back in here from like the beginning of last year or the end of even 24 that I didn't get to talk to last year. Hopefully get some of those guys back on soon. I know we had a few that I was trying to get scheduled that just never worked out this past year. And then once hunting season starts, when you're doing a hunting podcast, you're trying to talk to guests that like to hunt. So it's really hard to get them scheduled. And I completely understand that because I have the same issues. That kind of wraps up 2025. I'll look ahead here to 2026, but if I'm being honest, I haven't had a ton of time to look at 2026 because I've had my nose down working on what we've done all this year. So that's kind of a catch-22 there. You either keep your head up and look forward and miss out on what's right in front of you, or you keep your nose down and work on what's right in front of you and try to build things, and then you don't plan as much as you should for the future. So at some point, I'm hoping we get big enough where I can get some help with that kind of stuff, and I can focus more on the overall direction of where we're going and the content and all that kind of stuff, and then have someone actually help more with the day-to-day stuff. But we're not there yet. Hopefully we will be in 2026. Maybe that's something we could look forward to. It just depends on how the year goes. But a few things I have been kicking around for sure are whether or not we'll officially bring back Spring Strutting for season 3. It's done okay, but haven't really gotten the return on it as far as viewers or following. It hasn't driven a ton of viewership, and it hasn't driven on like YouTube. It hasn't driven a ton of following from the views it gets on Carbon TV. It definitely does okay on Carbon TV. It doesn't do as good as I hoped on YouTube. So there's not a lot of return there right now. And I just don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze as far as trying to film and produce that series at the expense of something else that we could be doing that is or would be doing better than Spring Strutting. I also would love to just hunt turkeys without having to worry about filming, because it would be kind of a nice break. It's different than deer for me. I don't really like going out to hunt deer. If I'm trying to kill a buck, I don't like going out without a camera because I want to get it on film. That's part of my enjoyment in it at this point in my hunting arc or career or whatever. But for turkeys, it's kind of like one turkey. If you've seen one turkey shot, you've seen all the turkeys shot in the video. What makes a turkey hunting video interesting to me is more like the personalities and the actual hunt. And that's why people like Michael Waddell's turkey videos so much, or like the Hunting Public stuff, because they do a really good job of telling that part of the story. And I think we could do a better job of that. But I might just put that one on the back burner, focus on actually the actual hunt and the people we're hunting with and the overall experience, and then try to hone that in sometime down the road. Maybe when we get a bigger following, when I'm really happy with where we're at on some other stuff, and I'm looking for something else to put some more time into, then I can bring back Spring Strutting. But if you don't see it this year, don't be surprised, and maybe I'll try to film some stuff and put off some one-off turkey hunting videos. Excuse me. But I haven't 100% decided if we're going to do that again yet. Definitely still going to try to get out and hunt with everybody and do that. But I don't know if it'll be a full production like it has been. Like I said earlier, the only show we're going to do this year as of right now is the Deer and Beer Fest. So if you can, come out and see us there. If you'd normally come see us at Illinois or the Iowa show, if you guys can make that one, it's an awesome show too. I just mentioned Waddell. He's going to be there again as far as I know. That one's getting bigger and better every year. We really enjoy it. So it's definitely worth coming to, even if you don't want to come say hi to us. But if you do, that's where we'll be. You guys can get Nate and Blake's autograph at that show. and if you're listening to this and you do come to that show, please ask them for their autograph. It would make my day. But that's the show that we'll be at, is the Deer and Beer Fest in August. We, of course, will have Season 3 of Fall Pursuit coming out towards the end of summer, beginning of fall. I'm looking forward to getting those videos produced and published. So it'll be the hunts from the Semi-Live series, and then some that you didn't see from the Semi-Live series, because I tried to just put those out when we either had good encounters or shot deer. And there were some other hunts in there that will get put into Fall Pursuit Season 3 that you haven't seen yet. And then, of course, the deer that we shot, there'll be a more produced version of that hunt with like all the music and the cuts and all that kind of stuff. The Semi-Live was a little bit less polished, if you will. So Season 3 will be more of that. I'm sure we'll have our big buck contest again in 2026. I would love to see some more people get in on that. We're running like 25 to 35 pretty much every year. I'd love to see there like be, you know, 50 to 100 people in that. I know there's enough people out there listening that hunt deer in Illinois that could get in on that big buck contest. With the exception of the first year, it has been very doable every year. There was one winner, one year was like 149 and change. One was 161. This year, barring anything happening in the next couple weeks, it looks like the winner is going to be 166. So it's back up a little bit. The first year was 178. That was Nate's buck. That was before he was like officially in on the ridge hunter thing. I think he maybe just started helping with the podcast that year. But anyway, that was the biggest buck we've had turned in the contest. Like I said, this year's is looking like it's going to be 166. So if you guys have some nice deer around and you want to get in on a really fun contest, and it kind of, I think it's kind of a cool community thing too, just to get guys together and talking about hunting and seeing what everybody else has shot and getting your deer scored and all that kind of stuff. So that'll be, we'll definitely do that again next year, and make sure you get in on that if you haven't in the past. Or if you did in the past and you didn't this year. Speaking of annual stuff, hopefully we'll be able to do the annual campfire episode soon after the season closes. That one's always fun to wrap up the deer season, get everybody in here and talk about, get you caught up on how their seasons went. I know it's been a while since you've heard from Dusty and Nate and Blake for that matter. So, and Dad, and just get in here and kind of cut up and talk about the season in its entirety and get everybody's kind of stories from that and talk about their deer and their missed opportunities and all that kind of stuff. It's always a fun episode. It seems to be a fan favorite for sure. So that'll be coming up here towards the end of after the end of season. I don't know if it'll be, maybe we'll be able to get it done in February or the end of January. We'll just see how everybody's schedule shakes out on that. Like I said, haven't had a ton of time to look forward yet. I should have some time over the next few weeks before I really dive into the taxidermy stuff and the food plotting stuff. I'm excited to see what 2026 is going to bring, and I'm excited to take everybody along for the ride. Appreciate everything that you guys have done for us in 2025, whether that's as simple as just listening to an episode or watching one of the hunts or interacting on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram, buying hats and t-shirts, going to our partners and helping them out, all that kind of stuff, subscribing to the channel, obviously. Really big thanks to you guys for that. That's the ultimate reason why we keep doing this, is because I like to share what we're doing. I like to try to help other guys have successful seasons. And, man, I like to get to talk to new people and share their story as well with everybody. So a big thanks to everybody out there who watches and tunes in every week. Even if you just tune in sometimes, thank you guys as well. You made 2025 our best season, our best year to this point, and I think 2026 is going to be even better. That's all I've got for this one, but before we go, as promised, I need to announce the winner of the 10K giveaway, the Tacticam Reveal Pro 3.0. His name is Blake Bynum. I will comment on his comment and try to get a hold of him soon. So Blake, if you're listening to this, send us a message. I'll get a hold of you with the details on that. But also thanks to everybody who got in on that. Maybe we'll do another one at 15,000. Hopefully we'll do some more giveaways this year as well with our partners and everything like that. So again, big thanks to everybody out there watching, listening, and I will see you in 2026.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save